Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
We welcome to the show Troy Rank. Troy Rank is brought to you courtesy of Tranny Law. Troy, what a meltdown with Antonio Brown. Oh, my goodness gracious.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about you, Antonio Brown. How do you think this is going to impact the Broncos game plan, Troy?
Yeah, it seems unlikely he's going to play on Monday. You know, they seem to be debating whether they're going to, you know, suspend him and then go after the money. Because if he's on the roster Saturday at 2 p.m., then they have to guarantee $14.5 million of it. Seems like that's what they're considering. So if you suspend him, he's not on the roster, you release him, now you're going to go into an arbitration, lawyers will be involved. It will dramatically impact the Broncos because he's their best player on offense. So now you can slide coverage over to Williams. You have help. You can be more creative because when Brown's on the field, you have to account for him every down he's out there. I know he hasn't played in the preseason, but he had 16 touchdowns last year. I mean, he is one of the few guys in the league that can take it the distance on a play and change a game. So it's going to change it dramatically. And I think, honestly, it might be how they could win. You know, I don't know that they could beat him if Antonio's healthy and participating. Now without Antonio Brown, I like the Broncos' chances much better. I mean, now the Broncos are a favorite. They started this game as a dog.
Do you think it changes what the Raiders do? His backups, J.J. Nelson and Dwayne Harris, they have a combined 13 catches last year for the Raiders. Could they tighten things up and you know, two tight ends, a fullback, and Tyrell Williams is a receiver? Do they kind of ground and pound it?
Yeah, there's no question they're going to live on the ground and try to. I mean, remember last year when Carr played the Broncos, he was, 27 of 29? It was an insane completion percentage. Derek Carr will not throw interceptions. He's going to throw it away or throw a short pass. He does not take chances deep. That's why it was always kind of odd to me that they went after Antonio Brown. I guess it's because, okay, you're going to force him to throw deep now, but he's just not a guy that looks downfield. He will dink and dunk all day long. So in that sense, you can bring guys in. But Vic Fangio's defense, the way he's played it, is to let things happen in front of you and come up and smash and tackle. I mean, he says tackling is non-negotiable. So I would think the Raiders will try to run the ball and dink and dunk. And based on how Fangio runs his defense, if the Broncos tackle well, and limit yards after catch, they should be fine.
How the Broncos health here, Troy? And I mean, is Todd Davis going to play? Where do you think we're at there?
Yeah, I mean, Todd is optimistic. He said that last Saturday. We did not see him in the locker room. At least I didn't yesterday. But he's optimistic. But the reality is, if he plays, and again, that's uncertain, I've got to imagine he's going to be on a play count of, like, let's say 15, 20 snaps. He hasn't practiced since July 18th. I mean, so we're going on 6 weeks, 7 weeks here, and the idea he's going to come out and play 65, 70 snaps, that's not good for him or the team. The last thing you want is him to reoccurrence and have him out another month. So then you have to go to A.J. Johnson. Alexander Johnson is involved there. Corey Nelson will be involved. Justin Hollins in nickel, playing inside backer, and a lot of safeties. This is where the pickup of Kareem Jackson with Justin Simmons and Will Parks becomes critical because of the way Fangio will use that. But you ask about the injury report. Bryce Callahan's still on the injury report with a foot injury. But Ron Leary's not. And Ron told me on Monday that he's going to play, they just decided to be real cautious, and he believes he'll be out there starting. So the offensive line on paper with Munchak, the addition of James, Leary back, and Reisner should be improved, much improved.
You talk about a play count for Todd Davis, but Bryce Callahan hasn't practiced since the stadium practice. Is he kind of in the same mode where they're going to keep track of how many plays? And if that's so, who would come in for him? Is it Duke Dawson? Is it some other guy?
He has actually practiced some, though. He injured it at the stadium practice, and he never played in the preseason. But he was at some practices, not as much as they would have liked. Even Chris Harris acknowledged that. You know, they wish they had more time to work together. But, yeah, you then go to Isaac Yiadom and Devontae Bosby would be in that mix. I can't imagine Duke Dawson would be ready to go in as a starting corner after a week of practice. I mean, if they use him, it would be more probably in a nickel situation. He and Devontae Harris, one of those guys probably won't be active, but I would suggest it would be more of a nickel issue, situational for Dawson if he were to play. But Bosby and Yadam got a lot of time in the preseason, so those are guys you have to look to. Because I agree, Callahan, too, he might be limited as well. But again, he was practicing some, whereas Todd has not practiced since July 18th.
Is there any concern that the Vic Fangio and the Broncos, the defensive players, relax in the next couple days because Antonio Brown will not be playing?
You know, it's a great question. I would say if Denver was coming off a big year and they had handled Oakland like a chew toy like they used to with Peyton Manning, I'd say yeah. You know, that you may be like, you know, Oakland, we crush them and we got Peyton and we're going to roll. Broncos have lost three straight there, Tommy, and they've been outscored 78-48. And frankly, they haven't been in those games after halftime. I mean, there was a late comeback, the one where Simeon replaced Lynch, but they have been just beaten down there. So I think it would be foolish to think a team coming off 11 wins in two seasons could overlook anyone at this point. And that would surprise me. I think it's going to make them realize, hey, we got a chance to go steal one here, get off to a good start, play the Bears at home. You have the institutional knowledge of Fangio's understanding of the Bears, and you get off to a surprising 2-0 start. Who knows? So I think you see it as the exact opposite, as a reason to drop the fangs here and say, let's get after it. Because that would be a big win for them in the AFC West. Because the other games, at Chargers, at Chiefs, that's not easy money for them, no doubt.
All right, great stuff, Troy. We appreciate it. And what is your season prediction? We're all kind of going on the record here today. What do you got the Broncos?
Record-wise, I would have them 8-8. 8-8. So okay. They're in it. They're in it for a while, but just short. It's just part of the reason they're going to be better. They're in the wrong division to make a big jump because of the Chiefs and Chargers. They catch a break with Derwin James and Melvin Gordon, likely not in that Chargers game. So they catch a break, but I see improvement, but not enough to return the playoffs.
Okay. Now you go on the shelf of mediocrity then. With a lot of other people, including myself. Tom's on the trademark wall of optimism.
Me and Will Brinson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Troy.
You got it, guys. See ya.
Okay. I don't think Troy's aware of the shelf of mediocrity.
No, it was dead silence. Right. He had no idea what you're talking about.
No, he did not. No. Clearly.
Good for him.
Yeah. No, he's focused. There's a another voice that wants to chime in on Antonio Brown. This dude just can't stay away from things. It's interesting, to say the least. You'll hear it next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.